Good morning, and welcome to Simply Space. It's Wednesday, April 24th. On today's show, citizen scientists discover over 1,000 new asteroids in old Hubble telescope photos, while a county offers office space for public defenders. Plus, Europeans are determined to create satellites that beam electricity down from space. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Space. We start off with an exciting discovery made by citizen scientists who spotted over 1,000 new asteroids in old Hubble Space Telescope photos. The findings, published in the journal Astronomy and Astrophysics, are helping refine the census of objects in the main asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. For more on this story, we turn to our space correspondent, James. These asteroids were found by volunteers analyzing Hubble images. Is that right?
That's correct, David. A team of researchers enlisted the help of more than 10,000 citizen scientists from around the world to comb through a massive trove of over 37,000 Hubble photos taken in the past two decades. The volunteers inspected the images, which were divided into four portions each, and flagged any potential asteroid trails they spotted. In total, the crowdsourced effort yielded 2 million identifications, revealing 1,701 asteroid trails, of which 1,031 were previously unknown to astronomers.
It's incredible that so many new asteroids could be discovered in old telescope data. What do these findings tell us about the population of objects in the asteroid belt?
Well, the main asteroid belt is already estimated to contain over a million objects, and these new discoveries are helping scientists see the smaller asteroids in greater detail. Many of the newfound space rocks are less than 1 kilometer wide. The researchers say some of them are likely fragments of larger asteroids that broke apart in collisions. So this census is providing valuable data to refine evolutionary models of our solar system and understand how the asteroid population has changed over time.
Finding these asteroid trails in the Hubble images sounds like a real challenge. What makes it so difficult?
There are a few factors that complicate the search. First, asteroid positions change over time as the objects orbit the Sun, so you can't simply look them up by coordinates. The trails also appear curved in the Hubble photos because the telescope's point of view shifts as it orbits Earth. Additionally, the deep sky images are often cluttered with streaks and artifacts from satellites, cosmic rays, and other sources that can look confusingly similar to asteroid trails. That's why the researchers turn to citizen scientists for help spotting the telltale signs.
And I understand the project also turned up some potential comets in addition to the asteroids.
Yes, the volunteers' analysis flagged 45 objects as possible comets among the findings. Comets are icy bodies that, unlike rocky asteroids, sprout long tails when heated by the sun. Further observations would be needed to confirm which of those objects are comets versus asteroids. But even just the preliminary identifications demonstrate how much can be learned by revisiting old data with a new approach and the power of citizen science.
Fascinating stuff. As you mentioned, the hope is that AI could one day help analyze the backlog of telescope data and extract even more discoveries. We'll have to see if that potential pans out. Thank you, James, for the report and insights. Shifting gears to local news, Sampson County, North Carolina, is taking steps to expedite its legal process by establishing a new public defender's office. The county will be footing the bill for the office space to house the state-mandated staff. For more on this story, we turn to our correspondent, Bella. Can you tell us more about why this office is needed?
That's right, David. According to County Attorney Joel Starling, this new public defender's office is filling a critical need in the community. Many cases have been taking a long time to play out due to a shortage of attorneys in Sampson County. Court-appointed attorneys from surrounding counties like Wayne, Cumberland, and even Lenoir have had to come in and cover multiple counties, leading to delays.
And what can you tell us about the office space that's been secured for this new public defender's office?
The county has signed a lease for a space at 202 Sampson Street. It's said to be large enough to accommodate the anticipated staff of 5 to 7 people and is move-in ready. Importantly, it's also within walking distance of the courthouse. The county will be paying $3,900 per month on a 5-year lease term for this space.
Do we know when this new office is expected to be up and running?
The expected move-in date is May 1st. Nicoya Dobson has been hired as the Chief Public Defender for District 5, which encompasses Duplin, Jones, and Sampson counties. This is all part of a statewide effort overseen by the Office of Indigent Defense Services, or IDS, to provide legal representation for indigent defendants.
Thanks for the update on the new Public Defender's Office, Bella. Moving on to a different frontier, let's talk about space-based solar power, or SBSP. It's a concept that's been around for nearly a century, but it's only recently that we've started to see real progress towards making it a reality. The idea is to harness the power of the sun using solar panels in space and then beam that energy back down to Earth. Here to tell us more about the latest developments in this field is our space correspondent. So what can you tell us about this recent milestone by the British company Space Solar?
Space Solar recently announced that they've successfully tested a key component of their space-based solar power system. Specifically, they were able to wirelessly transmit power between two points using radio frequency beams. This is a critical capability for any SBSP system, since the energy collected by the solar panels in space needs to be sent back to receiving stations on the ground. Space Solar's test showed that this wireless power transmission is feasible with their current technology.
That does sound like an important step. But Space Solar isn't the only group working on this, right? What other SBSP projects are in development?
That's right. There are actually quite a few initiatives focused on space-based solar power right now. The European Space Agency has a project called Solaris, which is looking at the feasibility and potential impact of SBSP. China, Japan, and the US also have their own SBSP research programs in various stages. But what's interesting is that the core concept behind all of these is not new. It was first proposed by a Russian scientist named Konstantin Tsiolkovsky way back in 1923.
Wow. So this idea has really been around for a while. What was Tsiolkovsky's original proposal?
Tsiolkovsky envisioned sending large mirrors, about 10 square meters in size, into orbit around Earth. These mirrors would redirect and concentrate sunlight into powerful beams aimed at the surface. According to his calculations, the beams would be strong enough to boil water and heat up cups of coffee in a matter of minutes. Obviously, the technology has evolved quite a bit since then, with solar panels replacing mirrors, but the fundamental concept of collecting solar energy in space and sending it to Earth has remained the same.
It's fascinating to think that an idea nearly 100 years old is now on the verge of becoming reality. But what are the advantages of generating solar power in space compared to Earth-based solar farms?
The main advantage is that solar panels in space can collect energy 24/7, unaffected by weather or the day-night cycle. They're also exposed to more intense sunlight than panels on Earth. This means that space-based solar power could provide an abundant and consistent source of clean energy. However, there are still significant technical and economic hurdles to overcome before SBSP can be deployed at scale. The space agencies and companies working on this will need to figure out how to assemble large solar arrays in orbit and how to efficiently transmit the power back to Earth at a reasonable cost. But if they can solve those challenges, space-based solar power could be a game changer for meeting global energy needs while mitigating climate change.
Well, it certainly seems like an exciting technology to keep an eye on. Thank you for breaking this down for us. We'll be sure to check back in as space-based solar power continues to develop. Now let's shift our focus to a fascinating event that occurred 41,000 years ago, the La Champs excursion, during which Earth's magnetic field, a vital shield that protects our planet from harmful cosmic rays, weakened significantly. Here to tell us more about the implications of this event is our space correspondent. So what exactly happened to Earth's magnetic field during the La Champs excursion?
The La Champs excursion was a period when Earth's magnetic field underwent some dramatic changes. Normally, Earth has a strong dipole magnetic field with a north and south magnetic pole. But during the La Champs excursion, these poles essentially disappeared and were replaced by a much weaker, more complex magnetic field with multiple poles. This significantly reduced the strength of Earth's magnetic shield against cosmic radiation.
And how do scientists know this happened? What evidence do we have of this event?
Scientists can track these magnetic field changes by studying cosmogenic radionuclides in Earth's geologic record. These are rare isotopes that are created when cosmic rays interact with Earth's atmosphere. During the Lashkamp's excursion, the production of these isotopes, like beryllium-10, doubled compared to today's levels. This tells us that many more cosmic rays were reaching Earth's atmosphere at that time.
So a weaker magnetic field means more cosmic rays can penetrate Earth's atmosphere. What are the potential implications of this increased cosmic ray bombardment?
Cosmic rays are highly energetic particles that can have significant effects on Earth's atmosphere and biosphere. Increased cosmic ray flux can alter atmospheric chemistry, potentially affecting things like cloud formation and climate. There's also speculation that cosmic rays could influence mutation rates and evolutionary processes in living organisms, although the full biological implications are still unclear.
This sounds like a significant event in Earth's history. Are magnetic field excursions like this something that could happen again in the future?
Absolutely. Earth's magnetic field is generated by complex fluid motions in the planet's molten outer core, and it's constantly changing. While complete magnetic reversals happen on average every few hundred thousand years, these smaller excursions can occur more frequently. Studying past events like the Lashkamp's excursion helps scientists better understand the dynamics of Earth's magnetic field and predict future changes.
It's certainly a fascinating glimpse into our planet's magnetic history and the forces that shape our world. Thanks for that insight, David. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Space. We'll see you back here tomorrow.